I felt this talking with the bats.
Sorry, you didn't talk to us.
Sport prevention.
Yeah, you know, I have some handouts here. I'll pass them on to you guys. And then you just hang on.
Don't sign anything, that's how you get fraud.
Make sure you sign the back. Put down your social security number.
Yeah.
Where do you want to give out? Okay. Now, how many are retail stores here? Okay. And how many are internet businesses?
Okay.
Where you have a website or sell things online. And how many are mail order, phone order type businesses? All right, so it's really just the retail. Well, this is going to affect you guys a big time, okay? You know, have you guys heard about Home Depot, Target, what happened with those guys with the breaches and everything, okay? Well, right now, they are scrambling to update their equipment, okay? What Visa MasterCard is doing is they're going to go away from the swiping, okay? That's little by going away. They're updating everybody's credit card with a chip in it. Have you guys done your update? I mean, have PNC replaced a lot of their customers with a chip card now?
We have.
Okay.
Apple Pay.
Apple Pay is another thing. I won't go into that. But eventually, what they want to do is take away that magnetic strip in the back, because those are easily copied, you know, with skimmers you can buy online, things like that. Okay. It's awful. Okay. So they want to go away from the swiping and start with the chip, where the chip will be inserted into the bottom of a new card reader that will take that information, and it's 100 times harder to reach, although somebody will eventually beat that also. Okay? So if you notice, next time you get your new credit card, if you see like a little square silver chip, look at a picture of a chip, that's what that is. Okay? It's all over Europe. I mean, you know, so that's why all the crooks are here. They can't make a living out in Europe anymore. It's hard to steal information over there now. So they're out of work over there. So they're coming over here to steal from the U.S. But we're always last to move on anything. Unfortunately, that's how we live. Okay. So next year, I think around the second or third quarter. There's going to be about 100 million cards that are going to be updated with the chip, okay? But also, that's just half of it. We have to go into the merchants, like your retail, okay? We have to update the machines. I don't know if you guys have the new updated machines yet that take the chip card. Well, by next year, okay, you're going to have to update. But somebody like myself will walk in with a chip card, and you won't be able to take it, you're going to lose that business. So whoever your processor is, you probably want to call them. Oh, call me, my number's on that. my card's on page 2.
Okay.
So number's on there, okay? So you're going to eventually have to update your terminal to a chip terminal so that it will read that chip. Okay.
Excuse me. Will the new machines read the chips and the stripes?
Yes, because we're so slow in updating of replacing all the credit cards and everything. So the new machine will come out, you can still swipe it, but if your card has a chip, it's going to ask the merchant, you must insert it in the bottom and don't swipe it. Okay, so it's going to be activated in that way. Yeah.
Will you still be able to manually enter the
Yes, they have not come out with a solution yet on key enters transaction yet. This is strictly retail swiping. Okay. I think there's going to be like three phases. One is you'll still be able to swipe and insert the chip. Okay. I think the second phase will be that the swiper file will go away and you have to insert the chip. Okay. And then the third phase will be the merchant won't even touch the credit card any longer. The customer is going to wave their card above their credit card machine and it's going to take it that way. That's like the final phase. The problem is that when the card leaves your hand, that's when fraud happens. So if the card stays in your hand, it's less likely somebody copying the number or skimming the card or thing like that. So they want the consumer to keep the card in their hand. So eventually, all the the merchants will have to have their card or PIN pad right near the counter where the customer's going to be, okay?
What do you think will happen at finer restaurants? Will the wait person walk over with a portable device?
Yeah. Well, most, a lot of restaurants, like Chili's.
Yeah,
they got them right on the table. Okay, where you gonna, I mean, where you can stand your card, but, you know, it's a money-making machine, too, because it has games that you can buy. Well, it's supposed to keep the kids happy while they're waiting for their food, so they have like 99 cents games that they sell, so it's a money-making item also. But the only complaints I heard about those is that you cannot order your main meal on that machine. You can do an add-on, so the waiter or waitress has to come to you first, take the order, then activate the machine. So if you want to, like, order dessert or another cup of coffee, you can do it yourself on that machine. Mm-hmm. But the best part is just to pay on it, then you just walk right out.
Okay? But in finer restaurants, they're not going to be putting those on the tables, right?
Yes, so it doesn't look right. It's like Chili's. That's what it's really
Chili's
good
for. Good, okay?
Yeah. Well, I think down the pipe is the order waitress is going to be carrying portable on their iPhone.
Right.
Where like, you've been to the Apple Store. Mm-hmm. Very cool, right? You just take the card, you swipe it, and it's done. They take your email address, you get a receipt on your computer when you get home. So that's down the future also, again. And also, I don't want to show the bankers, but, you know, when you go to an ATM machine, when you insert the card in there, they always tell you to keep the thumb over the number as you're inserting the card to any type of machine. Because you never know, there could be a planted camera somewhere that's taking a photo of your card. So if you take your card and you put your thumb right over the number and insert it in, and then you pick up, move your thumb, less likelihood you're getting killed that way. I'm sorry, but that's what it is, okay? So like I said, Visa MasterCard will be, and the bank will be replacing over 100 million cards this year with the chip level in it, and all of the equipment will be updated as soon as possible. And that's going to prevent, hopefully reduce the fraud, okay? But, like I said, you can do 1,000 things, and you're still going to get murdered on these things, okay? I always tell the merchants, take your time. I know, easy for me to say, you're busy, but when you do a transaction, go back to the old school way. Look at the card. If I gave you a card that said Mary Jane on it, it's probably not my card, so you shouldn't take it. Maybe it's my wife's card. But who knows? I could have just stolen that car. Okay? Some car have been a member since 1932. Now, if I give you that car, you probably say, whoa, this might not belong to this person. Okay? You want to check, you know, the signature. You want to do all you can. All the little things. I know that it's time consuming, but if you do those little things, you might catch somebody that's trying to kill you. Okay? I hate to say the word kill, but that's what it is. Okay. I'm sorry.
For the retail businesses that are here, is there something that you can suggest to them to do to prevent them from having like chargebacks or things like that? You know, let them know the amount of time that somebody can go back to them. My understanding is I had a customer a while back who sold a car and got a chargeback. Mm-hmm. On the credit card, and it took a while to fight that. Meanwhile, their money was tied up because it was pulled back.
Right.
Is there anything you can suggest?
Yes.
This
is what you got to do. On the receipt that comes out of the machine, instead of saying, you know, on the bottom where they sign where it says thank you, have a nice day, you want to put your clause there, okay? Like all sales final, store credit only. Okay, it's got to be within an inch of where they sign. It cannot be on your invoice or another separate piece of paper. It's got to be where they sign that credit card receipt, okay? But they can say, well, I never read that invoice, or I never read their policy. But if it's within 1 inch of where they sign, that could make a difference on you losing or winning a chargeback situation, okay? Another thing, people calling you out of the blue, saying, hey, I want to buy 5 million CDs from you, okay? You don't know this guy from anywhere. Why are they calling you? Okay? And they don't care how much it is. They want to ship to freaking Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm sorry, I know you guys want to make sales, but I would hang up on that guy so fast. But that's a fraud transaction ringing loud and clear. They're calling from another country, why would they call you? You're up in not copy, Vernon over here. No, you don't want to talk about it.
We love them.
So you gotta be careful.
Where you live?
Not that far away. But like I said, anybody calling you and they don't know who you are, you don't know them from anywhere, and they want to bypass your store, you gotta hang up on those guys. I know it's tempting to take the credit card, but they probably just stole a credit card. Mm-hmm. Or they're in cahoots with their friend. Hey friend, let me borrow your credit card. I'm gonna call the store, I'm gonna order a whole bunch of stuff, and then once we get the merchandise, you call your bank and cancel your card, say it was stolen. See what I'm saying? That's a business. Some husband or bitch grabbed their wife or their spouse's card. This still $20,000 from the store. And all you got to do is call and say, my card just got stolen. And guess what? You're out not only the money, you're out the merchandise also. Mm. So be very careful on phone orders. Okay? I mean, you shouldn't be getting that many phone orders. If you're a retail store, it should be coming into your store. But I know that they are looking up the phone book, they're looking at the website, and they're just picking ramble stores to call. So be careful on phone orders. Stay away from that.
Okay?
It's
more likely to target a smaller store that's looking for a higher
sale. Exactly. They know that, unfortunately, the small stores, the mom and pop, they're struggling and everything. So when somebody calls in and wants to buy 10 things, they're going to jump at it, unfortunately, okay?
The funny thing on that is what you just said happened to me about 5 or 6 years ago.
What do you sell?
Hardware business. I actually got an email from somebody. He wanted 15 or 16 drills, very expensive ones. Mm-hmm. And once we had them in, he was going to send UPS to pick them up. I mean, there were so many red flags on this thing, it wasn't even funny. So I contacted the Visa company about it. I said, what do you want me to do? They actually told me to give the guy the stuff.
What?
I said to him, I said, are you kidding? This guy walks out the door and I'm out all that money. Well, no, just give him the stuff. I mean, I didn't. But
well, you made the right move.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well, like I said, when somebody calls you and they don't care how much it is, and they'll pay for every shipping cost or whatever, they'll ship it out of the country, those guys you want to hang up on right away. Okay? Other chargeback, like people can do it, there's still a charge up to 6 months. For example, I knew somebody was flying on vacation, and a chargeback could be something crazy like, well, my plane was late for 2 hours, I'm not going to pay my bill. I'm doing a chargeback. There's something crazy like that. As a merchant, cardholders can do a chargeback up to like 6 months. And just like we're all cardholders here, we have the same right. Mm-hmm. Okay? But I didn't want to go off of that.
My understanding on that is that as the merchant, that your best defense in that is having your copies of the receipt.
As far as
no,
the chargeback?
If somebody's charging back saying, well, you know, I wasn't in that department.
Right.
You know, that Ron having a receipt with that person's signature on is you know, so
yeah.
Is there a time frame that you recommend that they hold on to the receipt?
What they say, they used to say 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's still valid. Still, okay. But it also depends on the bank. Every bank has a different time frame on chargebacks, okay? So what you want when a chargeback happens is somebody make a claim on what you did with their credit card. They'll call Visa, MasterCard. Visa, MasterCard call your processor. And the processor will call you and say, listen, I need a copy of a signed receipt. You don't have one today. Okay? If you don't follow regulations like punching in the SIP code or the CVV code and the 4-digit number in the back, and if it's not signed and you didn't punch in their SIP code or address, you're pretty much going to lose that transaction. Okay? Especially if they didn't sign it also. Okay? So there's not a lot. Keep in mind that Visa MasterCard only cares about the cardholder. Okay? They don't care about you guys. Because the way they look at it is if the cardholder don't take the card out of their wallet, then nobody makes money. So I'm pretty sure 99% of the time, the cardholder will win on a chargeback issue. okay? So there's not much you can do about it, okay? Because they can say, like I said, my wife lost her car and they used it to fraud transactions, or I was never there. But the more information you have to give to Visa MasterCard, then it goes to an arbitrator and they decide who's right, who's wrong. But they also check the person that's doing the inquiry also, if they have a history. If they have a history of doing a lot of charge for inquiries, then their car lose too. So it depends on who's doing it at the time, okay? Does anybody have anything on chargebacks to do? Okay. Like I said, with the Target, Home Depot being breached and everything, they're scrambling right now to update their equipment. Okay, so they're going to get the new machines, and hopefully the chip cards when they get here, it's going to help out. On page two, it just tells you that all the breaches, 45% are retail stores. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is a distant second. So most of the retail stores are getting killed on these breaches. And keep in mind, you know, when Home Depot or Target get breached, yeah, it makes headline news, but they're not going to get hurt by it. They're a huge store. People are still going to go. It's you guys, the smaller merchants, are going to be really affected by it when your customer's card information gets breached, because they may not want to come back to your store. If you don't have the right equipment and you're not doing everything to protect their credit information, they're not going to come back to your business, unfortunately. And it could really do a real big damage to your business. But when you speak to retailers, they just struggle off, but they have so much money. They just keep going up, okay? And basically, you know, the third page is just do's and don'ts. It's just really a lot of common sense. Try and take your time when you do a transaction. I know you guys are very busy. You got doing 20 million things at a time. Take your time to look at the card. Take your time on trying to match the signatures. How long, the name to the face in front of you. And really, keep an eye on those phone orders. Those are where all your frauds are coming in, from those phone orders. Now,
I have a question.
Yes.
On a person's personal credit card, if they put in front of their signature, as for ID or must be ID, does that help or not? And then I'll tell you what. I asked that.
Well, if you were to present that receipt to Visa MasterCard because someone was to steal a transaction, you're going to lose.
No, on the credit card, when I go up, I go to this lady's business and I charge something, and on the back of my credit card, in the black magic marker, it says, must ask for ID.
Okay. It wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
It would not hurt.
90% of the time when I present it, nobody asks me. I've only had one person in the past 6 months
after. Again, it's because...
And this is the card that I have to handle, not that I'm swiping it.
And it's because a lot of retailers, they just don't take the time to do the extra check. Okay? That's all they do. And unfortunately, and both of a transaction, you get hurt on it.
I had a circumstance myself a couple of years ago where my car was broken into, my daughter had it, and they took her credit card. And there was probably $2,500 worth of stuff that was charged within a day's time. And it, like you said, if people had looked at the card and someone seen my daughter's name as compared to the gentleman that used it,
would have caught him.
He's in jail right now. So we're looking into his book. But if had looked at that, looked at the name and asked the question as to, who is this person?
There's nothing complicated, right? You just look at the name. Exactly. You're not a female. What are you doing? Who's this card for? You would have caught that guy right then. Like I said, you could do almost everything right, and you can still get burned, unfortunately. There are professionals out there that's looking to, yes.
What does this mean when it said customers who provide multiple card numbers for the same purchase, especially when the card numbers are different by the last few numbers? Does that mean they make up the cards or something?
Wait, who's special on that?
Page 3. Customers who provide multiple card numbers for the same purchase. Yeah. Especially when the card numbers...
Oh, what that means is if somebody wants to buy something from you, and they are giving you multiple cards to do that transaction, they say that could be a fraud transaction because they might have stolen the card and they try to use these cards at another store, and they have a limit. Okay? So if somebody brings a multiple card to you to do one transaction, that's a giveaway saying that these guys may not be...
Yeah, but it says the numbers are the same except the last few numbers. How do you get that?
Right.
They make up cards.
They make up, these are just phony cards. Yeah. That's why the manager in the back, that's why that's going away. Okay? And eventually, I heard that even the card on the front of the card is going away also. So it's just going to be a chip. Okay, so when they insert that chip, and that chip information is sent to the processor, then we get the credit card information. So you don't have it.
Then they won't be able to phone it.
Correct.
The other thing that
that's the third phase.
The other thing that I've heard of happening is that if somebody steals a credit card, they'll make maybe one or two small purchases just to see if it works. So if you get your bank statement or your credit card statement and you see something like that, just also be aware of that.
You actually check the statement?
Yeah, of course. Most people don't, though.
I never used to check, and then one time I checked, and I saw a charge on it. And from that day on, I checked every transaction. It was somebody, I think, took my car from a gas station.
Yeah, okay? That happens to me, too.
And they went out of business, this many, many years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. And they started doing these small transactions,
mm-hmm.
$40, $30. Mm-hmm. But what caught
my eye... Like a dollar or two, even, to make sure it works.
But what caught my eye was there was a charge for like $65. I go, wait a minute. This, I'm talking about a long time ago. Gas was like $2 back then. $60. $60. What's going on with that? Okay. What happened was when they closed the business, I guess somebody took their machine, kept all the credit card numbers, and started punching in small amounts so people wouldn't notice it right away.
Right.
He eventually got caught.
Yeah.
He eventually got caught.
Yeah. Did you get caught for your...
Yes. I didn't get charged for it.
That still happens too, though.
Yes.
So if there's no credit card information on the card eventually, how do businesses that do...
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. we're talking
I'm only going to retail right now.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I mean, mail order companies, internet
companies...
Because
some retail stores, we do phone orders.
Right.
And, I mean, they're our customers.
This is what I heard. I heard that they're going to take away the 15-digit number, and they're going to be handed, like, maybe a 6-digit number. And you punch in the 6-digit number, and when you send that to your processor, their number will come up.
That's,
you
that's
won't see
the
it.
Idea of Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Is that there's a number that goes out to the merchant that is not your account number.
It's a passcode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, who knows if...
So it's somebody can steal that information in your store. Maybe somebody's looking at the card at your store, could take that card number. Somebody can go into your credit card machine and maybe bring up that card number. So that's why they want to get rid of the card number. And as you transport that information to your processor over the air, somebody could be sitting outside grabbing that information also. So that's why eventually it's all going to be all chip. It's going to be all chip or just a 6-digit number.
Okay.
So the liability goes off in your hands. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you guys done your PCI surveys? PCI compliance, do you know what that is?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Okay. Basically, it's run by Visa, MasterCard. It's like 40 questions. They want to make sure you're doing everything possible to safeguard your customer's credit card information. And if you don't do that survey, they're going to charge you like $30 a month if you do it. So make sure you do it. Okay. Your processor is not collecting the money. It's going straight to Visa, MasterCard. Okay, so they want, like I said, it's 40 questions, and I was told that some merchants learned something from the 40 questions. They didn't know. Okay, so it's good to do it.
That'll
work. Right. When are we going to be required to replace our terminals with new chip terminals?
Next year.
Your date and
They're saying second or third quarter. First, like I said, they're replacing 100 million cards to chips right now, this year.
Right. When does the merchant have to ask for these terminals?
The sooner the better. You should get it now. You get it now, but we hate for a merchant to lose a sale because you're not chip ready, or that you're not safeguarding your customer's credit card information. Again, if somebody's credit card is breached in your store, your business, you could hurt your business.
So you want to do every possible safeguard your credit card information by having the right, security equipment in your store.
How soon are we, going to be a cashless society? Because the European, how soon?
I don't think anytime soon. No.
In our generation?
I don't think so. No. I mean, you guys heard of, Bitcoin, okay? Well, now, here's the latest scam about that. It's like a stock that you use to pay for items. But, what I hear, what's going on right now with Bitcoin is that, a lot of bad guys are using to buy, stolen items, so it can't be traced back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a internet, currency. That now people don't heard about it yet, but that might replace cash. Something like that.
It's like
buying shares. Okay, so it's really used to buy to shop online. Okay, so you buy a share, it costs you so many dollars a share, and it can go up and down though. Okay, I mean when they first came out, it was I think it was like $600 per share. But now it's down to a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
You can actually lose money on that also.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, Europe and everything, they're using Bitcoin as a form of payment instead of using credit cards. They feel that's safer. But it's not that catching. It's not catching on here yet. Okay. But as
so
your
you
question.
Do you have a share? What do you have, a gift card or something that you use?
No. It's everything's done online.
Oh.
It's not for walking into a coffee shop and pay. It's for online shopping.
It's like you have a virtual account.
Okay.
Just to, you know, shop.
So you don't think in the very near future we're going to be cashless?
When you say near future, you mean like 100 years?
No.
Right.
20 years?
Maybe.
No.
No?
Yes. They won't do away with
it. And virtually all, you can do it.
I wish they were. That would help my business. But no, I don't see it going away in 20 years.
Because the old way is you pay cash and you don't buy it.
Right. Know? Especially let's say I got compromised in Home Depot. Okay. I got an email just the other day saying, hey, Phil, your information might have been breached. The only thing that might have gotten away is your email address. But as far as your credit card number, that's all safe. And I didn't believe them, so I canceled my card right away. I got a new card.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, hey, listen, if they were able to go in and get my email address,
yeah.
They could have gotten my credit card information also.
I read in my art magazine that they won't take cash. A lot of places all around the country now, they want to be cashless society. If you go to bed and breakfast, they won't take cash because they want
to. Yeah, but it costs them more money to run a credit card transaction, right?
I understand.
Yeah.
They say they won't do it.
We can't get rid of cash because the government will know where every penny goes.
Their bank must be charging them a lot of money to count the money.
We cannot get rid of cash?
No. The government will know where your every penny is going.
Yeah.
So when, you know, they'll have evidence of every penny. We cannot ever get rid of cash.
I know I'm past my 15 minutes, but anybody have any other questions?
Sorry.
Well, my name is on page 2. If you need to for anything else, give me a call.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Phil. I don't think I'll ever use a credit card again.
Yeah. It's not all bad.
Okay, now we're going to take a look at money. Oh, that's a good change.
Let's talk about cash.